In this bulletin, recovery teams in New Zealand yet to find the two remaining bodies on White Island. A climate summit in Spain spills over into the weekend with no agreement. And in cricket, Australia has the upper hand in the day-night test against New Zealand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Recovery teams in New Zealand have not yet found the two remaining bodies on White Island. Police search and rescue personnel searched a stream that leads into the sea where they believe that one of the bodies could have been located. Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says both the bodies could be in the ocean.
I said earlier that there was one body in the sea and we are searching for that body. There's every chance that the second body that we are also searching for is also in the sea, but we wanted to clear that area today, which is effectively what today's exercise was about.
And an Australian man who has been treated for burns at Sydney's Concord Hospital has died. His family has requested that his name not be released. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has visited parts of Northern England formerly held by his Labour opponents. Mr Johnson pulled off the Conservatives' biggest election win since former leader Margaret Thatcher's 1987 victory. Mr Johnson's plan to remove Britain from the European Union by the end of January won over many former Labour voters. Mr Johnson says he wants the country to move on from Brexit together and he plans to deliver.
Because I think Brexit is now unstoppable, but we must get Brexit done. And on the rest of election night, what I would say to you, as I said just now, I think it's very, very important that if you have a big majority, that you don't have any sense that this is a moment to bring people together.
British MPs will vote on the Brexit deal before Christmas. European Council President Charles Michel agrees it should happen quickly.
We expect as soon as possible the vote by the British Parliament on the withdrawal agreement. It's important to have the clarity as soon as possible. We are ready. The European Union will negotiate in order to have a close cooperation in the future with the UK.
A Qantas passenger says she endured a chaotic evacuation from a plane that was forced to abort its flight because of hydraulic issues. Half an hour into QF575 from Sydney to Perth, passengers were told there was an hydraulic issue and the plane had to return to Sydney. Once back on the ground, the passengers had to evacuate using the emergency slides when smoke filled the cabin. 20-year-old Ali Kemp says not all of the slides inflated, which added to the chaos. Emergency crews are preparing for more hot conditions in Western Australia as they fight a large fire north of Perth. The out-of-control blaze near Yanchep has burned through almost 12,000 hectares and thousands of homes have been saved. Southerly breezes are expected as firefighters continue to work on the blaze. WA Emergency Services Minister Francis Logan says it's amazing that only one home has been destroyed.
The work they've put in, the work that all of the fireys and all of the volunteers have put in over the last few days is nothing short of remarkable. If you look at the map of where the fires have gone, it is absolutely astonishing that we haven't lost more than one house.
Victoria Police have found a submerged boat as they continue to search for a mother and son who are believed to have been on board. 83-year-old Felicity Loveday and her 56-year-old son Adrian were last seen at Frankston on Wednesday before they embarked on a boat trip that was supposed to be for 2 days. Police, Air Wing and Coast Guard are still looking for the pair. Delegates attending a climate summit in Spain are yet to resolve negotiations at the conclusion of the two-week event. About 50 protesters are gathered at the event in Madrid to accuse leaders of failing to take strong action on climate change. In cricket, New Zealand batsman Ross Taylor is encouraging his team to fight back in the day-night test. Australia will resume at 6 for 167 in the second innings on Sunday with an overall lead of 417. New Zealand will need to smash records in order to triumph in the first test. Australia is in control despite losing a flurry of wickets on Saturday. And the federal government is providing $30 million to redevelop Perth's Wacker Cricket Ground. Cricket Australia will also contribute $4 million for the plans, which include expanding community spaces. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 35. Adelaide, also sunny, 33 degrees. Melbourne, cloud clearing and 24. Hobart, mostly sunny, 22. Canberra, sunny with a possible smoke haze and 34 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny with a possible smoke haze and 23. Similar forecast in Sydney, a top of 25. Mostly sunny in Newcastle, also a possible smoke haze there and 27. Very hot and mostly sunny in Brisbane tomorrow, 38 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and a top of 36 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.